Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And we have old Ponte here. A lot of stuff going on, and we've done a lot of research in the past number of 24 hours of what's happening in terms of the banning activities against not only Diamond and Silk and others, but now recently against Alex Jones, who's also on the network here. we've dug up some information. I don't have all the facts yet, but I forensically made a lot of connections. In the third hour, my son Matthew, Justin Deagle, has done a lot of research and found a lot of kind of nasty connections that may explain what actually happened here recently with multiple domino social media dropping Alex and who's really behind it and what's really going on. I wonder if you can comment on this first, Lowell, because I think it's a major story. It also tells us whether or not these utilities, they're actually not like utilities, but editing, but these social media networks that are now the top five media companies like Apple, Facebook, Twitter, etc., are now equivalent to $4 trillion in value, which is more than every country in the Earth's GDP except for seven countries. So it gives you an idea just how much power they have and exactly who's manipulating them and why they manipulated them. So go ahead and give us your word.
Since Russia has only the 12th ranking economy in the world, smaller than Italy, smaller than Brazil, and so on, that means that media companies actually are richer than Russia, the country we're all supposed to be so afraid of, and yet they are controlling what we see, what we hear, and so on, and they're doing it in the name of protecting all of us. Well, supposedly, they were originally granted an exemption as what amounts to a common carrier. That is, they simply carried everybody's views, and as a result, they were not responsible for any of them. But now that they've become censors, now that they're acting like a magazine or a newspaper and deciding who will be heard saying what, they are now subject, or should be subject, to lawsuits. They should no longer have any immunity.
Well, in fact, Yeah, that's really important. You're looking from a really strict legal point of view, like editing, because you've been in the publishing domain for, you know, many, many years. And so
only about 50.
Yeah, and when we look at things like Diamond and Silk, and recently this black activist lady who's a conservative, how she was sanctioned and even met with Antifa, and her white partner were actually discussing geopolitical activations issues. They were attacked with water and eggs and yelled at. And the people protecting them were, 100% were black police actually staying there quietly trying to keep the Antifa away from not only harassing but physically attacking these people. So what I see happening is an entire wave. And Alex, of course, being attacked is very serious. I think it's a complete violation of his civil rights for free speech. And I also want to attack the term of quote, how why he is being attacked, okay? They throw everything in like a big soup, you know, like I call it a hate speech salad. They throw in LGBT and transgender, and they throw in Muslims because...
Yeah, and so it's worth mentioning that Antifa, the people who were attacking her, for example, she is black. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, exactly. And they're all white.
He observed this morning on one of the Fox talk shows, every single member of Antifa is white. And yet they were accusing her of anti-black racism.
Yeah, how can they do that? I mean, how can they morally yell and scream at her and actually threaten her when they're all white and they're yelling at her? Because you remember, Antifa is funded and paid for by George Soros.
Well, understand, Antifa began in Europe as a Marxist organization. It still is a Marxist organization.
Right.
And therefore, they're simply going to win with any weapon at hand.
Now, why does the Democratic Party...
A black person of being a racist is a weapon at hand. They'll use it. They assume the media will support them.
Now, here's the... we kind of pulled layer upon layer to find out why at this particular time, because Alex has been the big kahuna in the news area, especially alternative news, for decades. And I and many others here in the network here and elsewhere are minor players, but we say many of the same kinds of things. Maybe not as boldly as Alex. In fact, some of us go further into forensics like I do about Oklahoma City, etc. But we, the fact that they pulled it off this time, we think we've actually got the answers to what happened. And this is a thesis now, and it requires more fleshing out to actually get proof of it, but we have enough now to say this is probably what happened. Alex has been putting up videos for several years that basically are exposing the Saudi Arabian connection to 9/11 and other nasty things going on. And this new Prince Salman, who, by the way, is backed by Trump, did a recent clear-out last year of so-called corruption inside Saudi Arabia. And he seized about $196 billion of money from these various princes and people, like Prince Alwid Talal, bin Talal. Now, what happened is Prince Talal is a very advanced guy. This guy's not an idiot. And he's very much involved with social media in the West, etc., in major companies. He bought back in 97 5% of Apple Corporation, which means now, at least just that one chunk, he's worth $50 billion just in Apple. There's also other companies involved with many of the other companies that are apparently, in the middle of the night, were called and said, hey, shout out to Alex Jones. Now, here's the connection. It turns out that, you know, showing up again, this so-called independent, not so independent, but tied to the CIA and the Israeli Mossad, security force, used to be called Blackwater Security, then changed the name to Academy. The latest name I've heard, but I heard they changed it again, but they haven't made it public, is called Cancellus. And there's lots of information and social media and so on in the Middle East that have shed. They tortured multiple people, not just the Talal, but many others. I think 17 other princes and senior billionaires in Saudi Arabia. And that they would hang them upside down and insult them and slap them and threaten them. And they were taken away from the so-called hotel. And later they took a picture of him laying on a very thin mattress, this Prince Talal, after he'd been tortured. It's my feeling that after the so-called videos, which are pretty recent, and they're really no different than anything that Alex has put out for years, basically trying to expose things by asking questions, they decided to pull the plug. Now, why did they pull it now? Well, you got to understand, the people behind this is CIA and Israeli Mossad, just like the Israeli Mossad nuclear division, were the trigger finger behind the CIA that did 9/11. Okay? 9/11 was an inside job, and Alex has exposed it, so have I. But I've been much deeper in it. I mean, I was the exit examiner of the Alfred P. Murrah building, and the same technology to demolish the building resulted in me getting fired and death threats. This is no joke. So what they did is, and this is part of what's going on here, the tortured Prince Talal, so that he would pull the tech companies, so obviously they're blackmailing him, because apparently they have all kinds of information on him that they managed to torture out of him and get control of his assets and so on, with this new Prince Salman. And unfortunately, they basically put America, because when this new Prince Salman came in, Trump kind of endorsed him, but he's been doing a purge of his own country. And the billionaires, they actually look at the total wealth of all of these Saudi Arabian princes, including Salman. It's greater than the wealth of every nation on earth. I mean, we're talking about, you know, half a quadrillion dollars. It's like hundreds and hundreds of trillions, not billions of dollars. And they're invested in the West. In fact, what's happening now is Prince Talal is actually in the process of getting tech companies to build a Silicon Valley in Saudi Arabia in Riyadh. And these are not stupid people. These are very smart people trying to expand beyond the oil industry because they know there's an end. What I've heard is that there's only 800 billion barrels of oil left in Saudi Arabia. Just in Venezuela alone, there's 7 trillion. So there's more than 9 times as much oil just in Venezuela. It's not as high quality oil as Saudi Arabia, which is higher quality, but it's there. And that includes the fact that now we've opened up our shale oil and the Anwar in Alaska. Firstly, when Trump did this, we are by far the largest oil and gas producer on the planet. And this has changed the whole narrative of what's going on here now. So they're terrified that the, quote, the alternative media or conservative media is going to turn the elections to a red wave instead of a blue wave because the globalists, via the deep state, which is why Brennan and Clapper threaten Trump, even on their CNN and MSNBC talks, they threaten Trump. There's lots of ways of getting him. And to me, they're trying to get at Trump and conservatives via going after Alex and the Diamond and Silk and many other conservative people that are speaking out. Welcome back. So the thesis is the deep state, which is global, and here's how it works out. Again, you're a libertarian, I'm a libertarian sort of as well. I believe the liberty of, we want rational health care, it's not top-down like socialist Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders or Canadian or British health care, which is killing people. That's why they wouldn't let this little child leave Britain, go to Italy for help. But on the other hand, what we want to do is, I don't like the left-right dialectic, which is what libertarians are trying to break it. You know, they say this is a left thing, this is a right thing. What the deep state is really a cabal is a combination of the bankers and billionaires. It's the outgrowth of out-of-control global capitalism, where I took care, I had on the show here some years ago, some of the guards that actually guarded the treasures of the Saudi Arabians in Whitehall, north of London, in warehouses that were 90 feet high and hundreds of feet long and multiple of them in this special compound where they had literally shrink wrap pallets of gold, U.S. Notes and British pound sterling notes to the tune of hundreds of trillions of dollars. And what people have to understand is not only when you have that kind of dynastic wealth, and it can be moved anywhere, manipulate the economy, the currency, or even dialogue, like in social media, you've got pretty serious power. And, of course, the ultimate control, and people need to know this is my prediction, the ultimate control of the future, the most important thing in the future, is not going to be oil or gas or even energy. It's not going to be material like how much lumber or special woods you can make to make special coffee tables from South America that you've sequestered in a warehouse in China. No, no. It's going to be cortical data, artificial intelligence. And in fact, Saudi Arabia and Prince Talal was very much trying to move the Silicon Valley to Riyadh and working. That's why the first robot, artificially intelligent person, was given citizenship in Saudi Arabia. So Prince Talal was a major kind of player in this. These are not stupid people. These are very brilliant people that are extremely wealthy, wealthy beyond your farthest imaginations, like, you know, the Saudi Arabians managed to rub the oil lamp, and they have hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars, and that amount of money can literally manipulate and control entire politicians, industries, technologies, etc., and reshape the entire future of the planet. And that's what's going on here, isn't it? And of course, it's now manipulated by the deep state.
Expand your analysis in two ways. Number one, we're talking about the simple contest. Obviously, we're talking about hyper wealth, but we're talking about it not only in the coin of money, but also the coin of power.
Right.
Socialists tend to love the coin of power. That's their wealth base. Conservatives tend to love the coin of money.
Right.
They ultimately amount to the same thing.
Well, there's
second,
there's
second,
it's,
the, yeah. the deep state you're referring to has been around a long time. I have two topics
right.
for this week I was going
right.
to gloss on.
Let's go over that.
We're coming up on August 9th, which in 1945 was the day the U.S. bombed Nagasaki. A lot of people talk about Hiroshima because it got an atomic bomb first. But in fact, Nagasaki was not the original target. It was scratched off, the original was scratched off the list, and Nagasaki, which had no military significance at all, was put in its place. Now, why is that significant? Because Nagasaki had one characteristic, and that is it was the most westernized and Christian city in Japan.
Right.
It was the Christian city, and when that bomb dropped, it fell within a quarter mile of the only Roman Catholic cathedral in Japan. In other words, there was a systematic attempt by the ruling elite at the time to kill off the Christian population of Japan.
Right.
Make sure when it came back, it would never come back as a Christian country.
And by the way, the most Christianizing country in the world, guess what it is? See if you can guess what. The country that's more becoming Christian more rapidly than any other time in history of any other nation.
Well, it was China.
It is China. Now, what's happened with the social media help with our Silicon Valley companies, they're putting the Silicon Valley titanium alloy fist from the 25th century down on these poor people, and the largest number, 80% of the new Christians in the last 10 years, 20 years in the world are Chinese inside communist China. Is that interesting or what?
Oh, it is, and this is why Xi, who is, of course, born a snake person there in the year of the snake, is trying to countermand that in part with his new Confucian ethos, putting up giant statues of Confucius everywhere.
Well, he wants to make Confucius a replacement for Jesus and an ancient Hebrew wisdom that's in the Bible. Of course, the Chinese people are very intelligent because they will take from other cultures or even financial resources, like, for example, whether it's the LaRouche Foundation or writings that you like, that are libertarian, they'll take the best of those even from the West and incorporate them in their own culture to make themselves more successful.
And by the way, parenthetically, Ben Shapiro wrote something that I wrote 20, 30 years ago, and that is that socialism violates three of the Ten Commandments. It violates the commandments against idolatry, against theft, and against coveting.
Right.
Not covet thy neighbor's ox or ass or wife.
Right. Right.
Anything that is thy neighbor's. So socialism is inherently anti-moral values.
Right. Now, what I see happening here, and we have to define who the Titanic battle really is. The Titanic battle is between out-of-control global capitalism, not communism. Believe it or not, we think it's the issue of communism in Russia and China. And we'll talk about this more in Hour 3 with Matthew. The real battle is global, we want to call it a satanic or luciferic capitalism, and the banks that are primarily in Europe that want to control the world marketplace and control of production and the movement of goods around the world. And it's not a matter of whether it's fighting, called representative government in America or Canada or elsewhere. It's the global capitalists and luciferic Satanists and banksters and trillionaires that are actually controlling the world. That's the real issue here. It's these other things that have.
Interesting footnote in that regard. Trump has just reactivated sanctions against Iran. The European Union has threatened major European companies, saying they will be subject to EU sanctions if they go along with Trump and turn against Iran.
Well, what I see happening is a rise because it's not necessarily because of Trump's trying to do wrong things. But the presence of Trump and populism around the world, including Italy, Hungary, and Austria, is the rise of an anti-European Union as it currently exists that's going to force it to recreate itself to be what we call the Beast Empire, with at least 27 nations, including a rogue Turkey under Erdogan. And what's going on right now is our so-called allies jailing Christians and persecuting them, besides this coup that happened almost 2 years ago. By the way, the coup was almost certainly also promulgated by the CIA against Erdogan. And his new ally is Russia, who actually informed him that the coup was about to happen, which is why he was able to avoid it. So what's going on right now, the CIA and the global deep state, which is why these CIA officers, they still have security clearances like Brenner and Clapper. No wonder they're threatening and baring their teeth at Trump, even after they've lost their job as national security and CIA directors. The reason why they're doing that is because they still have enormous power through these intel agencies and the billionaires, bankers, and people like Academy, which is now Consellus. They can torture Alawid, hanging him upside down 3 feet off the ground, and slapping him and torturing him because he wanted to do specific things or blackmailing him. This is what's going on here, people. It's again the deep state and the billionaires and the globalists at work. David Prince was formerly of Blackwater Securities and changed to Academy with an I, not a Y, and then to Consellus. And there's apparently a new name for this organization. It's tied directly to the CIA and to overseas operations such as the Mossad. And people need to know this. I have my own intel sources. See, I have three levels of information that I have that most people don't have or at all. The first level is what I call the sewer net. If you just read open documents, you can find 80-90% of what I say is absolutely published all over the place. Then the other 10% involves classified sources. I still have sources in the Pentagon, Homeland Security, and CENTCOM, etc. And then the third source is supernatural. God's given me a gift of discernment to actually know. And just like the ancient prophets, I pray and God will give me visions and dreams and so on. And when all three line up, the public information, the intel information, and the supernatural, then I know that there's some truth there. And I can announce it. What I see happening here is, and I know recently I just saw a video this morning about Alex saying this is kind of like the launch of the Mark of the Beast. It's a pre-mark. The Mark of the Beast is not just a financial system. It's a social media control system that not only knows what you're buying and selling and where your geolocation is, like to a cubic meter, like the Pentagon recently just allowed people not to be able to wear their fitness wear, and it would actually locate where they are inside the Pentagon or anywhere if they're overseas, but like geolocation, you know, Fitbits and things like that. But they eventually hack into human consciousness. Now, they're really close. I mean, they're probably no more than 5 to 7 years away from having, you know, the high-tech companies being able to do that. And so that in the future, you won't even have to have eyes or ears to actually, you know, download yourself into a game and play Jumanji or even download a major language skill or other things directly into your cortex. The problem is that the ultimate money in the future will be digital cortical bits of information about the total layout of the cyber world we call the Virtual World Project, which I took care of employees up to 6 years after I finished working at CECOM, Colorado Center for Augment. So I don't know some of it, I know all of it. And I won't even tell a certain portion of it because it's so bizarre. I can lose people when they say, well, Deagle is so crazy. Anything else he said, even if it's going to save my health or prevent me from starving to death or not having water or electricity in the future, I'd rather die than hear the next question or statement he's going to make. And there are people like that, believe it or not, that don't want you to pull them out of their worldview into something that's real based on actual evidence they can validate themselves even on the open media. And it's distressing. So that's why, for example, when we hear them banning Alex has a right to say what he says. He's a right to raise questions. Even if he goes a little further in terms of his conclusions, that's his right. And what I'm really concerned about is if they try to silence people like him, they're going to silence people that are lesser, such as me and many others like yourself, people on, you know, World Net Daily, etc. And they're doing this, and the reason is because they want to silence even cortical thought about things that are not acceptable. Believe it or not.
Sure. Eventually, Elon Musk, who brought us Tesla and so on, has often said the Matrix is real. This is not a fantasy. It's virtually upon us right now.
Well, I'll give you an example of... I've had our guy on from Reverse Speech, and I understand a lot of these things that most people say, well, how does he know this stuff? I said, well, I'm gifted, okay? And I had the Reverse Speech on guy, and I've taught him things, our guy from Reverse Speech from Australia. All questions that you have as a human being come not from your intellect or your mind, from your left or right brain, they come from your soul, your higher self. And that's the seed atom of the eternal, because God is omniscient, but he gives us a seed atom of a portion of himself. It's in heaven, basically, is when that occurs in the heavenly realm, when the physical body drops away, and all that's left is the astral part of you that fuses with the Creator, and you enter eternity. Because heaven is a place where there is no past or future. There's no regrets, and there's no plans. There's just experience without violence. That's what heaven is. Okay? If you've never been there, which I have, that's what heaven is. You don't have any experience, you don't have any regrets, and you have no plans because it's all experience. And there's no such thing as time. You don't count in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, a day, or a month, or a year. There's no such thing as time in heaven. Now, what people have to understand, where God is, he's not only omniscient, omnipotent, and he said when anything comes to heaven, it can do no evil because only things that you, whatever you think, or if you want to call it creating your soul, is. It's a place of is, where things are is. Now, what we have to understand is the astral world, the world that Lucifer controls, actually creates the physical reality we're in. So when you do reverse speech, if you ask a question, you can actually reverse speech out of that question that you're raising, and you can actually pull out the truth of an answer to what the problem is, and then you can take that answer and ask a further question, and you go deeper and deeper by doing reverse speech, you will get the answer to things that you, in your physical mind, in our linear experience, don't understand as reality, but it will tell you, okay? So there are ways of looking at the world in terms of the, you know, the we call it the entropic world of degradation and entropy and so on in our world, and the higher world called the negentropic world of the spirit, the soul, and the astral consciousness collectively of all of us. Now, why is this important? Because the overlords of the world are called the ancient ones or the druidic superclass. And these people operate not only in the physical realm of super scientists, because the greatest scientist in the universe, his name otherwise is Lucifer. The greatest brilliant mind created in the universe, other than the infinite mind of the Creator God, is Lucifer. Yes, there's some lesser archangels and so on, but the greatest mind that was ever created is the dark mind of dialectics of Lucifer, which is 98% of what he does, looks, tastes, and smells good. Which is why so many people are pulled into it in high-level masonry, as they don't want you to worship necessarily in the Bible. You can worship on the Urantia book, the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Book of the Dead. It doesn't matter. It could be some book by some shaman in South Africa. As long as it's a holy book, where there's higher spiritual truths spoken in it, you can worship and you can pray on it. It's fine. You're accepted into their coven. All right? Now, the world is run by these people. They're people called clay and iron. They have physical flesh, but they're also indwelt by ideas, memes, and actual beings. We call transdimensional beings that actually coexist in their astral plane that control them and avatar them like a game. That's what's really going on. So when we see these evil people inside the CIA and other agencies, we're looking at people that are people of clay and iron. They're not just normal human flesh. There's something more to them and more malevolent than just human greed, violence, and sexual perversion. There's much more evil there than you can contain within human flesh. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, what's going on here with the CIA is the mark of the beast that's coming is a system not just of financial control of transactions like, you know, Super Amazon. No, no, no. They want to control your thoughts, your literary intentions of your heart, and even the, you know, control your genetics or epigenetics, because the research that I'm doing, which I've got patents now in our Red Deer Velvet DR, which is coming out, to we're hoping to get production date today, as to what day it's going to arrive. And my work on epigenetic frequency therapy, we and thousands of doctors like me are breaking the code of disease and aging. And we're going to break it probably within the next couple of years. So basically, physical aging, as we know it in the past, and disease will be a thing of the past. Now, you still have people die. They will die of violence, starvation, coronal mass ejections from the sun, cannibalism, you know, a supernova explosion of the sun, or accidents, we call it, or what I call on purposes, where you do something stupid and you die. Like, you know, jumping, you know, these jumpers that jump out of the sides of mountains with bats inside.
Let's not forget Weltschmerz leading to suicide.
Right, and the suicide rate is actually going up dramatically. So,
especially among whites.
Right, and it's going up for multiple reasons. They're all biochemical. So when people ask me, why is this happening? I said, I can parse it down, both organic acids, epigenetics, and brainwave patterns, and even memes that can be translated to sound, infrasound to your petrous temporal bone or to your cortex to actually make you want to kill yourself, like this Operation Crimson Mist, which we researched and talked about a few weeks ago on Deborah Tavares. I know all about it, okay? I know all the research that goes back to Tavistock in 1947. I know all about the cranial magnetic research in terms of, you know, consciousness beams and how to set up neural networks. I know all of it. I don't know some of it. I know all of it. And what people need to start understanding is that actually Alex is correct to an extent. that this is a pre-phase of the mark of the beast. Total control of the social media and eventually control of your cortex is their goal. The money of the future isn't just dollars and gold and oil. It's cortical thought. That's the ultimate money in the future, isn't it? Article, The Color of Politics. What are the two or three most important principles in this book? And by the way, you can get your books written by with you and Craig Smith, now the seventh in the series, free, and free delivery if you just simply call a specific number, which is
toll-free 800-630-1492. And by the way, we'll pay the postage and everything. The book will not cost you a penny.
Right, and then
800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. The Color of Politics has to do with this surreal exercise in racism being permitted and encouraged from South Africa to here, as long as it is anti-white racism, whatever that means. You know, I found myself thinking in South Africa they've just proclaimed that the government can confiscate without reimbursement any land owned by a white farmer. Well, Barack Obama was there a few days ago praising the president of South Africa for all the good he was doing, and I found myself asking, what if he owned a plot of land in South Africa? Since his mother was white and his father was black, does that mean his land can be seized? You know, we used to know these things under Apartheid 1.
Well, I would
totally against, because they issued a race ID card to everybody, but they don't have race ID cards in South Africa anymore. How do you even know if a farmer is quote unquote white? And would Barack Obama be considered white?
Well, the fact is, if you actually do genetic analysis on blacks in America because of their hundreds of years of living in America, 98% of blacks at least have some white genes in them. From
the
some European.
The average is between 14 and 27%.
Yeah.
That's the average. So, in other words,
yeah,
they're virtually.
That's the average, but there's a.
No,
but there's a percent.
Black people in America.
And yeah, I had a black.
If, yeah. It also means if we gave reparations to African Americans, you would be giving reparations not only to the descendants of slaves, you'd be giving reparations to the genes of the slave owner who enslaved them.
Right, whether they're British, Irish, or whatever they are, in fact, or Jewish. So this is what people don't understand. Now, you know, a lot of time people don't realize we're playing a game here, what I call space chess. Let me give an example, and we talked about this regarding Alex. Alex is going to, in a sense, benefit from the disaster of them attacking him. He's going to benefit in this way. A lot of people don't know about the name Alex Jones. There's a large number, 2.4 million subscribers and about 30 million hits just in one of his social media things. But as they're attacking, it'll energize people like Donald Trump and the government to do something. Now, my hope is that they will just turn these platforms into utilities and also make their data available to other users. Because the real thing is Congress should pass a bill saying the data is open to everybody from Google and et cetera. And then you can have alternative to Google and these search engines and these social media. And then there's no way that they could actually shut you down because they have to act as a utility. Or they can be sued just like any editorial board of any magazine or media.
Exactly right. Think how you'd feel if the telephone company said, we've hired some left-wing moral censors, and we're now going to control everything you can say to a friend over the telephone. That would be ludicrous. And yet that's exactly what places like Facebook are now trying to do.
Well, the problem is these Facebook, you have to understand, if you look back at the history, we talked about this last year, Zuckerberg was actually recruited from Harvard. He does not know how to write code. Did you know that? He's not a computer coder. But the guy was a genius in figuring out how to actually set up social media, and the people who recruited him was the CIA. They recruited him in the NSA to actually say, hey, look, we'll grab investors and build your company up, but you need to start working. You know that a number of the Facebook and these other social media groups like Go Google share even building space beside the CIA and the NSA, the no such agency we call it. I used to take care of NSA agents and CIA, Delta and Special Ops. And they laughed their head off about the fact that people are not aware, like this big data center they're built in Utah and there's seven more being constructed, aren't just to control data about Americans, they're to control everybody on Earth in a digital cyberspace world, a copy of Earth, with digital dimensions of the Earth down to 1.5 centimeters, including vertical dimensions for GPS locations, geolocation of anybody and everything, the Internet of Things. And people say, no, that's not happening. I said, my opinion and my damned experience is not open to your freaking attitude and opinion. It's just the way it is. It's like if you've been in a battle and had your arm blown off, you can say, look, you can see the stump. My arm's blown off, okay? I've been through this. You don't have a right to make an opinion about my experiences. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, and that's keeping with the libertarian motto in this regard. You know, libertarians usually say, your right to swing your arm into my nose. Well, your right or my right to have an opinion or a point of view on something is not ended because it offends you.
Right.
Sorry. I have the right to my thoughts whether it offends you or not. And yet they're trying to say, if you offend someone else, he has an automatic right to censor you.
Which is why even in the Bible it says that the totalitarian system we call the Mark of the Beast is going to last only 1,260 days before the Lord returns. That system isn't in its full fruition. It's coming, though. You can see it with the social media controlled by the deep state and the satanic luciferic people that actually want to have a virtual world project like the Matrix. This is an example of the Matrix. It's a first sign of what's coming, isn't it? Because the ultimate currency of the future is digital control of thought, not just of your currencies and what you want to buy and sell through Amazon or whatever. It's digital control of the very thought existence and the ability to create a cybernetic world that's a parallel to the physical world. That's what's coming. People say, oh no, that won't happen. Do you remember the movie, Coma? Where they had people that decided to live in cyberspace and just be put in suspended animation, hanging on wires in a facility with life support technology for centuries? That's what's coming. People say, oh no, they wouldn't do that. I said, you're an idiot, and you're going to die in your own spit and vomit. How's that?
And you notice the parallels between that and the Matrix.
Right.
Where you live in these pods.
Right.
The government would utilize your energy.
Well, you see, I don't want to completely freak people out about it, no, or make people so shocked that they say, well, anything else Deagle says, whether it's going to save me from a heart attack or stroke, I don't want to hear it. Like, I have technology, and I want to make a statement here. I am the only functional medicine doctor on this or any other network, including Dr. Oz and someone who tries to pretend he's some kind of expert. He's a fool. Giving people technology to use natural medicine, functional medicine, which is living pathology, to heal themselves with advanced nutraceuticals and technology. I'm the only one. I'm also the only one on this and any other network with above top secret clearance at U.S. Space Command, Strategic Defense, Star Wars, Lockheed Martin, Lucid Technologies, so many places you would not believe and say, how did you get into all these places that God hit my day timer, okay? And I can tell you, I give these experiences, and when I make these statements, which, by the way, this is similarly made by Alex, who hasn't been in all the places I've been. When they attack Alex, they're attacking me. When they attack Alex, they're attacking thousands of other people like yourself, raising questions.
They're attacking all of us.
Right. And what they're doing is they want to say, we don't want a dialogue with you to see if what you said was true. For example, I've had experts on my show that have given me FBI documents that they were doing a war game simulation at Sandy Hook. Now, I'm not to say that they didn't kill any kids, because as a forensic doctor, and I'm trained in forensics, okay, I want to see the photographs of the inside of the building and the bullet wounds that knocked out windows or were embedded in walls. I want to see the death certificates and know who the coroner was that did the death certificate. I want to see where the money went and why the school was shut down for years. And all of a sudden it was reactivated and there's a war game simulation there. And the FBI actually, I got the manual, the actual PDF manual of the war game that day that they killed these kids. So it doesn't tell me that they didn't kill kids there, just like in 9/11. My wife's niece, her mother's sister's daughter, was a Amex trader and her husband in the World Trade Center towers, and they were told not to be in the building that day. She wasn't. Her husband wasn't sure if she was back in the building because he came to search for body parts afterward. But I know Odigo, the Israeli messaging company, was told never be in that building that day. If both World Trade Center towers and the mall was filled, they would have killed more like 25,000, not 3,000. There are all kinds of stories of people told not to be in the building that particular day. People need to understand, I've been trying to do radiation toxicology since 2001. I'm the first, long before anybody else, I'm not going to mention their names, repeated what I did, architects and engineers and others, to prove the World Trade Center tower was demolished by the same technology they used in the Murrah building. But guess what? They don't want to hear words like me or Alex or anybody else raising the fact deep state, dark operatives in our own government, connected to things like Academy or Conselis or David Prince, or the CIA or nuclear division Mossad did the demolitions for the deep state and the banksters and the trillionaire super capitalists. They don't want to hear that. They want to silence us. It's not going to happen. And I hope Alex wins against them. And I hope Trump slams the media and starts to shut them down and puts laws through Congress that turns these guys into utilities so they can't prevent us from asking questions. And say, we may not have all the answers, but we got some damn good questions.
In the beginning was the word on Genesis. Thank God.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you, Lowell.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.